Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Team Ireland has won 7 medals at Paris 24 so far. And that's me keeping my fingers crossed for Rashida's race at 7 o'clock this evening. But how do we build on this success? Our most successful Olympics ever. I have a number of callers to talk to about this, and Paul joins me on the line. Paul, how do we build on this? The most successful Olympics ever for Ireland. How do we bring this to the next level?
Very simply, Adrian, I'm glad, so glad that you brought this up, because we've neglected sport for years and years. I would love to see, you know, I'm sure many times over the years you would have spoken about the back to school allowance. Well, I feel now that the Minister for Sport should have a return to sport allowance or something like that, where you help out families. Now, I know for a fact that if you're playing at a reasonably high level in soccer, that, you know, anything, your annual fee to be a club member could be from 350 to 400 euros, which is an awful lot of money to hand out. And if you've got two children in the one club, you're talking 800 quid, Adrian. So I really feel that we've got to embrace sport more. And I would love to see, like the back to school allowance, a sporting allowance to help families out. Really and truly, I do.
Okay, so basically you see funding as the way forward. And we've seen improved funding for many sports. And we've seen the result of that in the medals tally this year.
Oh, 100%. And that's why, like, you know, we need the ministers now to say, right, okay, you know, we've neglected, and Adrian, I don't care what anyone says, leaving the GAA aside, the GAA have plenty of money, all right, but you've got boxing, taekwondo, athletics, skateboarding, there's numerous, rowing, you know, so many different disciplines that need help. And you've got young kids, you look at that young lad from Talla that was in the taekwondo, he was brilliant. I know he didn't get a medal, but he went out and he said in the interview 6 months ago, I didn't think I was going to be here, and he was representing his country, and he really, really flew the flag for Ireland, even though he didn't get a medal. We've got to support sport, Adrian, we really do. And I really feel that if we had an allowance, like the back-to-school allowance, for more and more people would get involved with sport. Genuinely, I really feel it.
And I'm very conscious that lots of young kids are looking to these Olympians, these medal winners and non-medal winners, as you said. But we need to be able to encourage those young children to get involved in those sports that they look up to.
Exactly. But you take a working-class family. You know, even myself now, like my daughter, now they're only starting, give an example, they're only beginning now to actually make football boots for women in the last 12 months. Believe it or believe it not.
Really? No, I never knew that.
Yeah, they're actually only starting now to actually make boots for women. Up until this point, even my own daughter who plays football, she would have having to go into wherever it be, to when she was purchasing a pair of boots, and she would have to have bought men's boots because there was no women's boots. But thankfully now they're actually starting to design football boots for women, which again will be another expense for a family. Now, she uses the Nike Phantom, which are expensive, but it's the only boot that suits her. And they're 270, 300 quid, Adrian, before you even pay a fee or even subs. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, stay with me for a second. I'm joined on the other line by Noel. And Noel, how do we build on what has been immensely successful Olympics for Ireland? 7 medals and possibly, you never know, an 8th later on today. How do we build on this?
Well, Adrian, glad you asked as well. Paul made a lot of good topic points there. We hear this after every Olympics, every tournament or major sporting event, how good we've done. But I think a lot of it is done in spite of our facilities. Like, people that have won medals, like Daniel Whiffen, had to go to England to train. Rashida Dalecki.
And
is so
sorry,
good.
Why was that, when we do have swimming facilities here?
We have one 50-meter Olympic swimming pool in the country, and that's in Dublin. You know, so not everybody can go to Dublin to train, but that's beside the point. Like, like, it has to come from school level, really. Instead of funding for tracks and stuff, which we need, like Cork had no running track this year for 4 months. We had athletes going to the Olympics who couldn't train on a running track. Like, it's all done through universities. It's very hard for clubs to fundraise for this money. I don't think the government are making it easy for these tracks to be built, facilities to be built. It's like so much money is wasted on, not wasted, but large amount of money has been spent on things that, like, sport has such an effect on young people for health, for obesity. Like, all these things would be really covered by sport. And like,
so do you think that our success this year, and I'm not just talking about success in terms of medals, I'm also talking about success in terms of public support and buy-in to the Olympics this year, do you think that that will nudge the authorities to put more of an effort into nurturing these sports?
Oh, it has to. It has to. Like, the whole country is buzzing now because of the Olympics, you know, and that's because they've seen the success. Like, this is the time to build in it. What needs to be done? Like, as Paul said, their education, like, our young kids, like, Athletics Ireland have things like try track and field. It's a 6-week course available to all primary schools in the country. And as far as I know, I knew I was coming on here, and I asked people about the Daily Mail, how many schools do it? The uptake isn't there because schools aren't doing it. I don't think they know that these things are there for them. You know, kids would love now to try track and field. It's a 6-week course with coaching. I think David Matthews, as far as I know, from Athletics Ireland does it. Like, now is the time to strike into schools and let them try these things. It's not going to be expensive. Cost is a huge thing. And, like, now is the time to strike in these things instead of talking in 4 years' time that no progress has been made. Like, our athletes have been fantastic, and I know some of them get funding, but a lot of these, like, the rowers from Skibbereen, like, look at the work that they've done. Like, that's probably certain members down in Skibbereen have built that up. That was off their own back, but everyone should have the opportunity to try all these sports.
Okay, I want to read a few of the messages that have come in, and you can send us a WhatsApp to 087 1400 106. One message says, money is not spread evenly in sport. Too much spent on the horsey crowd who are already wealthy. How much does it cost to send them and their horses and vets and grooms, etc.? Look what that money would cover in boxing and so on, says Paul in Dundrum. And another message from Mick in Cork. One public swimming pool in West Cork is a joke as well. I'm joined on the line by former tennis professional Jenny Claffey. Jenny, obviously we're delighted with the success for the Irish team in Paris. Even the non-medal winners who've performed amazingly this year. How do we build this? How do we make sure that we bring home 10 or 12 medals in LA in 2028?
Yeah, hi, Adrian. Just absolutely fantastic results that we've seen over the course of these Olympics. And as you mentioned, not only with the medals, just with the 133 athletes that we had there. You know, I think those guys have inspired a generation of athletes. And I think, you know, the whole Irish population is glued to their TVs at the moment.
And that's what I was saying just a couple of minutes ago, that the buy-in from the public in terms of watching the various sports over the last 2 weeks has been incredible here.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, like, if you've seen there, like, there was 1.7 million people tuning in to watch Kelly Harrington's fight the other evening. Like, that's a huge number of our population, you know, watching that. That's absolutely incredible. But just to touch on, you know, how do we build on this success? I mean, obviously, over the course of the last 20 years, we've seen a big improvement in our elite athletes, and that it's time to just continue to build on that momentum. Obviously, funding is a massive part of it. It's not the only thing, but it's a huge part of it. You know, funding for the current athletes, but also funding the future athletes of our Ireland. The infrastructure and is a big issue, you know, not having enough facilities in all of the sports. It's incredible to think that Ireland only built their first 50-metre pool in 2002, and the only one is in Dublin. You know, that's kind of crazy to think that we came away with three medals then in swimming. So what could be for the Irish Olympians in the future if we had more facilities? But funding is a big thing, as I said, like funding builds of infrastructure, you know, as well. I think, though, a big important thing is that if we could expose the kids at a young age, so like one of the other callers mentioned, like in the schools, if they were being exposed to all the different sports at a school level, I think the current PE time per week at the moment in schools is 1 hour. You know, that's definitely not enough to give these guys an opportunity to see what's out there and what options are available to them. If we're talking about Olympic sports, you know, it's quite common in Ireland that we play a lot of team sports. Sorry, there's not as much focus on individual sports. And obviously, I've come from a tennis background, which is an individual sport. It was very difficult pathway to the professional level. And unfortunately, I had to travel abroad to try to pursue my dream because we just didn't have that facilities here. And even still, that's an issue. So I know it's great that obviously that we now have centralised facilities in Abbottstown and a lot of the governing bodies are joining there, but it needs to be countrywide. Definitely the facilities need to be more accessible countrywide.
All right, stay with me for a second, Jenny. Liam Morley-Burton is in Offaly, joins me on the line. Liam, do we invest enough in grassroots in this country?
No, definitely not. And that's the key to all success is funding. You know, the MGA started a couple of years ago in a role and they were well funded, Dublin GA. It's funds that